Yeah. Hey, everybody, can you hear?
Perfect timing.
Don't mention that, dude.
Oh my God.
Gets that Twitter.
Helping Bob Melvin. Twitter. Come on, man.
Poor guy.
Twitters never win. Winners never quit. That's my new motto.
What's the past tense of Twitter?
Twatter.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You knew that was coming.
I knew. Who was going to be first?
That's rude.
I didn't pick Steve. Did you?
I've heard that joke before. That's why I knew it.
That's another good movie.
No.
Harry Squatter.
That music.
Harry Squatter.
Hello.
Harry sends messages from magician school. Harry Twatter.
Did you see the story on CNN today that the pilot of the shuttle that just went up today was the model for the guys in Top Gun?
No.
Yeah, he was
model.
Yeah, model. You know, the pilot model for the guys. He actually flew the jets and took up like Tom Cruise.
And all kind of
now started.
I guess, but he was the one. He was saying that.
Who's this? This is Steve Klassen.
Yeah, your Grant Woods.
Us, yes.
Kerry Dozer, Mark Cordes.
Mark Cordes.
No, I was watching the story on CNN today.
We might have them fooled.
The space shuttle went up today, right, to fix the Hubble space telescope.
Didn't I know that?
And the captain of the shuttle mission had been one of the Top Gun flyers that helped them with the movies. And he said he was the one that the daredevil just kind of did stupid things. And he said he was the one in the movie they did the scene of. Remember when he flies inverted and he goes over the top of the Russian or the enemy aircraft mm-hmm. and he gives him the finger?
Mm-hmm.
The guy piloting the space shuttle is the one that gave him the finger.
Wow.
Good for him.
That's unbelievable.
That's a little bit of trivia that
Can we start over?
I didn't even know I needed today.
But he also had one other little bit
Can
of trivia.
You edit that out.
No,
that's enough.
Oh, no,
that's
he said that when he took up some of the guys, they spent like $20,000 a day or whatever it was to do the landing on the aircraft carriers and stuff. They didn't use the footage because all the actors were green. They didn't like the way they looked.
I've never done that. I've never gone up.
You've never gotten sick in a flight or something or motion sickness?
No, I've never gone up. They invite local yokels to go fly
F-16s,
and I just never did do that.
Rich did that, and he threw up at the very end.
Yeah, most people do get sick, apparently.
That's their goal. They want to. It's like
it didn't
how
seem
long
too good.
Cubes.
I get sick on the Southwest flight. It's equally scary.
Yeah.
When the guy next to you's got flip flops on and a sleeveless shirt.
Hey,
hits.
Is that a problem?
That's you.
Come on. It's this afternoon.
Flights at 3.
It is at 4.
You've sat next to Grant before.
Change it.
I have, unfortunately.
What's the problem?
Several flights.
No problem with that. Yeah. All right. So any weekend news? We should start with Carrie. Mother's Day.
It was great.
Happy Mother's Day.
It was great.
It was.
We went to the Diamondbacks game.
That one just flew by, didn't it?
3 hours at the... God bless America.
Yeah, that's 3 hours in the middle of the seventh.
Done.
Oh, God.
I know. But Cousin Josh is getting to play, and he got hit yesterday, and then we had him over for dinner.
Oh, yeah?
And
any scoop you wanted to say?
My 5-year-old made him play catch until about 11.
Oh.
Yeah. So he may be a little tired today.
He's on the DL.
he's out. I think Augie's playing today from what I saw him.
Yeah.
That's nice.
He's actually moving in with us for the next 2 days because... The team only pays for your hotel for 11 days or something.
Is he going to, what does he think?
Wow.
No,
Josh Wilson
and then
is
they're
his
like,
name.
You're Stop on your it. Own. No, he's moving in with us. Josh Wilson in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get some of the per diem money?
You know what? That is a really good question.
Thank you.
Havsies. Yes, thanks, Mark. Thank
you. Explain to him the hotel rates are coming down now that it's the summer season. He might be able to afford one.
You know, he might, but it's fun to, you know.
Pretty cool.
Watch SportsCenter with Josh rather than.
Pretty cool.
I heard that as a way to save money, the Diamondbacks now, if they score more than 6 runs, they make their team go to Taco Bell the next day so they can save some
free
of that.
Tacos.
Save some of that.
They actually started hitting in their defense.
Yep, they did.
Thank God. And thank God we got rid of Adam Dunn.
Yeah, he's no good. Yeah.
What did I? Okay, I want to hear it first. Just to recap, those who didn't follow along, I got major grief for giving the Diamondbacks president a hard time on this show the week before the season. And one of the many things I gave him a hard time about was getting rid of Adam Dunn, not re-signing him since he didn't sign for that much money. Oh, we don't need him. We've got Tony Clark, the famous words. And so we had a big fight about that. And, of course, everybody, because Tony Clark hit 2 home runs in the first game. Guess how many he's hit since?
Yeah, 0.
Zero.
Less than Adam hit yesterday.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Adam Dunn hit 4 home runs in 3 games.
Yeah.
No, we don't want him.
Not only does he hit the ball a long way, but he makes defense so much more interesting.
He did play brutal
he is hilarious in the outfield.
But here's the thing. They had him out of position the whole time. I mean, his defense. I am a defender of him. He likes to play left field. And it's like Connor Jackson likes to play left field. You put him in first. You put him in right. And, yeah, he didn't look too good out there. Yeah. But I'll take the 40 home runs the last 5 years and 100 RBIs plus the last 5 years, plus about 100 walks every season. No, we don't want that because, as you know, subsequently, our team president told me when I bump into him and instead of exchanging pleasantries, say we need a power hitter, he says, "Oh, we're going to have 5 guys hit 20." I didn't mean. I didn't know he meant like 0-2-0. That was going to be their batting average. I thought he meant 20 homers. Jesus Christ!
Did you mean it?
Yeah.
This
how
level?
About this? Did you see this? Okay. Now they did. They did break out of it a little bit over the weekend, but the numbers were 0-4-8, 0-5-6, 0-6-4. That was Young, Snyder, and Burns' batting average for the season on the road. Wow. Hello. Not good.
Should we play those numbers in the lottery or something? It might hit. You never know.
God. I mean, that's so unbelievable.
Don't you think, though, in Dunn's case, it was a vengeance? He was looking for a little blood there when he came back against the Diamondbacks.
He's great.
Well, all he needs to do is look for blood wherever he goes if he hits.
No, I know. Honestly. It's like when Randy was with the Giants.
Yeah, well, Randy, yes.
Pitched that game.
Dunn, I doubt it. He seems pretty easygoing. It's a hit. This is shocking to new Diamondback fans, but our park is a hitter's ballpark. Yeah. You know, it's the second highest elevation of any stadium in the country, which seems odd, but it's true. And so balls do fly out. You wouldn't know that watching our team this year. But
Depends on if panels are open or closed. Since we're talking about
the Diamondbacks, it is on my list here, and we'll just start with that, and then we'll get to the political issues and others. But
I didn't realize it was the second highest elevation stadium in the country.
Well, when you think about it, Denver's number one. But when you think about it, most stadiums are on water. You know, they're on rivers or on the coast, one of the coasts. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense. You don't think of Arizona as, yeah, but it's true. What about getting rid of Bob Melvin? How about that? Now, everyone who knows me knows I've never been a fan of Bob Melvin. But having said that, I really had mixed emotions. The reason I have mixed emotions is because they got rid of Melvin, I think, kind of as a scapegoat for their sorry season. And once again, as I am on the record of saying, I blame the management. I blame Josh Burns and the others, the owner, Kendrick, because I don't think they have a team on the field that can win without a power hitter. So I hate to see Melvin take the fall for the management not knowing what in the hell they're doing, which I really don't think they do know. Having said that, I'm glad to see him go because I really think he's a terrible field manager. He seems to be a nice guy and the players like him and all that sort of stuff. But I don't know. And then apparently word is that they fired him over the phone.
Ooh.
Wow.
How about that? Called him in San Diego.
That's classy.
Yeah, real classy. These guys all have planes, and, you know, how much is it to southwest to San Diego anyway? Couldn't fly over there and have a meeting with him?
Well, maybe, in their defense, maybe the timing, if they had to act right then to lock in A.J. Hinch.
Well, that's part two. Part two is...
Don't want him getting away.
A.J. Hinch. Okay, here's the thing. Everyone about fell over dead when they saw that they hired this guy. A guy who... Now, I've coached Little League for maybe 12 years total in my life, 12 seasons. He apparently has never coached even a Little League game. His first game was a Major League game. It's unbelievable, right? And when, if you heard the press conference with Josh Burns talking, the stuff he was saying, it was nonsensical. It was like they hired him because of his organizational knowledge and his belief in the organization and all this sort of stuff. It absolutely absurd stuff. And he actually said the words, "He's never done a double switch, but he's seen them." Oh, that's good. That will really. I'm sure the players really respect that. Wow. Anyway, so here's a guy who's never coached a game. This is his first game. Now, apparently he's a great guy and very smart, and he'll grow into it. But what an odd choice. So, you know, I was trying to think of, well, maybe, you know, they're being cheap as usual. So they didn't pay the guy anymore. He's already on the payroll. and they have to pay Melvin, so they just drag this guy in. And if he does great, which is unlikely this year, then you give him a contract. But then if he does crummy, you get a real manager. They signed him through 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just now. You think they and I saw Scott Bardo's column in the East Valley Tribune. He said they have officially, as loony as they have been, they have officially jumped the shark. I mean, this is the Diamondbacks jump the shark move. You know, they took a guy who's never managed a game on any level, including Little League, and they gave him a deal through 2012. Like he wouldn't have signed. Yeah. For the rest of the season?
Wouldn't have signed through the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, you know Alvin Gentry sitting back going, what's a brother got to do to get a deal? I finally locked him in like the next day.
Yes.
We gave A.J. Hinch a 3-year deal. Alvin, you're still the interim
coach.
Yeah,
you're the interim. I know. What is going on here?
I don't know, but they've got a lot of the fans in the Valley going, is it football season yet?
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
I think it's brutal.
Punked. This is just a big episode of Punked.
Yeah, I'm the one punked, the guy... Sitting in my little seats over there. Yeah, season ticket holder. I did see a play over the weekend that I don't know that I've ever seen, and that is you have to write in your scorebook, and this was for the ball game, no problem. It was 5-4 at the time against Washington. A 9-2 put out for the out, not on some crazy deal where the ball's flying around or whatever, but just a straight put out right field to home.
Force play.
9-2. That's one you need to write down
two.
Very often.
How many times do you write down 9-2?
I've never seen one.
I can't remember that. Now, and some people were dogging Felipe Lopez for that, but it wasn't his fault. There's nothing you could do. It was just the way things are going this year that we got a 9-2 to cost us the game. You know.
You know that as I realized, I'm getting ready to say this, and I realized who was in the room. The D-backs have always had some kind of weird promotional ideas. Was it? When did
go
they
ahead. What? Yeah. Bring it.
Remember when they did the bring your kid to the game, and then after the game, they will let them run the bases?
Yes.
And they thought
that
would bring.
That's on Sunday.
They still do that, I think.
Oh, that'll increase attendance. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know what would be a better way to increase attendance? Is maybe during the game if the players ran the bases every now and then. So that our games don't look like European soccer scores.
Right. Okay, classic Melvin. Now, when you wonder why I'm so down on Melvin as far as his in-game skills, I think it was in San Diego a week or so ago. Yeah, I think it was San Diego. The Diamondbacks have a very fast starting lineup. I mean, those guys on the bases are quick, okay? And last season, nobody ran.
Right.
I mean, we were like almost last in stolen bases. They run nowhere. Chris Young had broken the rookie record the year before, steals like 5 attempts last year. I mean, what the hell's going on here? And then this year they're not running again. So then we have a game where they stole like 6 bases. Remember that?
Yep.
Quote Melvin in the paper. I don't know why they were running so much. But it was good to see.
What?
Wow.
He apparently never called a steal. They were always on their own. Yeah.
They
lost a game Friday night because Eric Burns decided with Felipe Lopez, who had 3 hits, we're down 5-4 again. Burns is on second. To his credit, he stole second. He decides to steal third, thrown out at third.
Heat check. Like in basketball, you just keep heaving.
I can't be stopped. Let's go.
I'm going to third. And if I'd have made it there, I'd have stolen home.
I'm going home. Damn it. Let's go.
Do you have an over-under on how long AJ lasts? You think he'll go through the whole 2 years?
3 years.
Three plus the one.
Three and a half years. Yeah. What does Joe Torre have? Does he have that long?
No.
I don't think he does. Has he ever coached? Oh, sorry.
Here's what I always like, too.
Who signed this guy? Honestly, what in the hell were they thinking? What's their logic? Give me their logic on signing a guy through 2012.
Okay, here's what
never
I like
coached
too.
A game.
I actually heard a guy, and I can't remember now who said he coached. You know, just another example of a former major league catcher.
Yeah.
They make the best managers.
Well, that's true.
That might be, they do.
I know,
but
I'm like, so now we're going to just hire catchers?
Anybody.
I mean, wait a minute.
Why don't we let Miguel Montero manage?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he can manage and pinch
hit. Soon to be named the bench coach.
Yeah.
Kelly Stinnett
replaces.
I mean, come on.
Maybe they'll have a guest manager shot where you can
Damian
show
Miller
up tonight.
I should do it.
Yeah, you
I should
couldn't
do
any worse.
Try doing something. Now, they were a little more energetic there. I did see they had a couple hit and runs and something. They had to review with the players who had been there a while how to do the hit and run. By the way, Tony Clark doesn't have a hit in like his last 40 at bats, I think.
Yeah.
And where's Louis Gonzalez?
He's in Scottsdale.
Let's
keep the pink bats going. That's what I say.
Yeah, well, that worked. And why not, you know, if you're going to take someone who hasn't managed, why not Mark Grace? Or why not, what's wrong with Kirk Gibson? Is something wrong with that guy? Is he like a nutcase or something? Because you know, here he is, like a Hall of Famer, and he's never on TV. Yeah. You never see him.
He's standing there
waiting. It's like he's a ghost.
They went right by him to AJ.
Right.
It'd be cool to.
How do you pass over a Hall of Famer?
It'd be cool, too, in a pitching change. He could, like, limp to the mound and do the fist
bump. Yeah.
I can't believe what I just saw. Kirk Gibson's pulling a pitcher.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Is something wrong with Kirk Gibson? Like, he's a psycho or something?
I don't
think so. Hothead or something?
I didn't know him personally, but obviously he followed his career in Michigan because he played football for Michigan State, went to the Tigers.
Why isn't he on TV? Why isn't he, like, a face of the team? You've got a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and I don't know if I've ever seen him speak. I like maybe he had a car accident I didn't know about and he can't talk.
No, there's
something wrong
like
with the guy.
That.
Well, he wasn't a catcher.
Oh, he wasn't a catcher. Oh, well, then forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
On an upbeat note, man, and I'm not just nude on the bandwagon, but I've always been a Justin upbeat.
You're not nude on the bandwagon?
New.
Thank God.
Nude. Yeah, really?
Wow.
There would be no one on the bandwagon. I'm not new to hop on this bandwagon.
Justin Upton.
Justin Upton.
He's great.
What a physical stud.
God, he's an awesome athlete.
I'm telling you, I've said all along, there's two reasons to stick with two guys, in my view. One, Justin Upton, because he's, even when he's batting poorly, this guy is going to be a great player, and hopefully this is the season. And number two is Mark Reynolds, because from my seats, as it heats up, I need the breeze.
Yeah.
I really do.
Post-LASIK.
Really cools things off with him at bat.
Wow.
He's right out of a cartoon, that guy. I want you to look at, also, speaking of crummy promotions, I don't know, the Diamondbacks have always had issues with their photographs up there. Now, when you go to the game, check out a couple things. One is Eric Burns and his, hey, look at me, I'm in the sixth grade and I'm cool.
Yeah.
Shots.
Yeah.
Idiotic shots. And if you're got Manny numbers up there, you know, and you're batting 500 or something, people go, oh, he's kind of cool. He's kind of quirky. When you're batting 150, you go, hey, you fucking asshole. Get that picture down. That pisses me off with that hat backwards and acting like a jerk, tongue out and all that. That's not good. Now, number two, you got to look at this. This is a classic photo. It's the only one they have of him. Mark Reynolds' photo up there. If you look behind him in the photo, seriously, next time you go to a game, there are five baseballs sitting behind him. That's because they were trying to get him hitting the ball. They finally gave up after five pitches because there are five balls sitting behind him. I swear to God. I'm going, oh, my God, this guy cannot hit the ball.
They should sell
what his problem is.
They should sell his bobblehead at Circle K for the K. He's got more K's than
he does.
A street corner in Phoenix.
Oh, there is another one. Yes, I did point this out to Mr. Solka. Reminds me, there is one other photo you got to look at if he ever comes back. God forbid, somehow he had a little shoulder problem after getting shelled for the 90th time. Petite, inaptly named Petite, by the way.
Yeah.
What is a guy? He's 6'5", 500 pounds. Anyway, Petite, the cruel joke. He has lipstick on in his photo.
What?
He has lipstick on in the photo. That is not like you have pinkish lips. He has red lips. And I say that's why he's getting shelled. Because people go, I can hit it. I can hit a guy with lipstick. I think I can do that.
I don't think I've ever seen that before or noticed it.
Wow. It's not good.
They did that color tone thing.
Yeah, I think someone botched it. He may not have actually had lipstick. The photographer may have botched up the photo.
So you can't put lipstick on a petite then?
Yeah, no, you can't. That's right. You can try, but you can't.
But it's still
you cannot do it. Okay, we have another sports story we have to talk about.
Manny?
Before we move off. So, oh, well, I guess we have two. Yeah, I mentioned Manny. He looked like a shoe-in for a double Woody winner, but he was defeated by a congressman at the last moment, so we'll get to the Woody in a little bit. But what about Manny? Oh, isn't that rough? The Dodgers with
that is the dumbest move ever. Here's an idea. Major League Baseball doesn't have a drug policy forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come up with one that says if you get caught, you have to sit on your ass for 50 games and give your salary back.
Right.
That'd be a great time to take human growth hormone.
When he says
women's.
And well, that's just what they take to mask when you come off.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's doing.
Right. So that'd be a great time to do that because I'm an idiot.
He's an idiot,
the
already.
Dumbest ever.
That was costly.
Ever.
And then
that
they said it was to enhance his male performance. I think his penis is corked, like San Antonio's like that. I think if you cut it open, cork balls would come out. I can't prove this, obviously.
Does he use pine tar?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
It gets you to stay.
Yes. Yeah, no, you should go with the lotion.
Around.
Yeah. What? You know what? It's good for the D-backs. If they had a
thank God, I don't
chance.
Care. If they people always say that. They go, you know, some guy gets injured on my rival team I hate.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, that's too bad. I go, screw that.
Yeah.
I don't care if they all get injured.
You think they're all sad when Amari's eye gets
popped
out of his head?
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's great.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't wish the guy any harm, but I'm for the D-backs, so screw Manny. He's out. That's awesome.
Well, yeah.
And they've been losing dumb. Since then, too. So.
Yeah. I want to see what kind of reception he gets back in L.A. when he comes back.
Okay, I will guarantee you what it'll be. It'll be all good.
Yeah.
Because, don't get me going on the Dodgers. I hate the Dodgers so much. I actually signed up today, because I'm going over to L.A. for the next few days. And of course, I could just actually do the work I'm supposed to be going there to do. No. But to make sure that I wasn't watching the idiot Dodgers... I signed up for the MLB thing where I can watch the Diamondbacks on my computer. Okay, this is how fucked up I am. I mean, if it isn't bad enough to watch them in person or on TV, I'm watching them on my computer in LA. Okay, but if you go to the Dodger Stadium now, I'll just say in general, that is the most low rent crowd I have ever seen.
Alyssa Milano comes.
There's a couple. 50,000 people are there. They're not all low rent. 49,000 of them are low rent. They are drunk, they're throwing beach balls, they're doing waves, they're acting like fools, they're not watching the game, they love Manny. They're all Manny types, believe me. They will not miss a beat.
They got Manny Wood.
Yeah, Dodger games, you show up by the third inning and leave by the end of the seventh inning anyway.
Just because of traffic. I mean, that's the problem there.
Well, there's so much else to do in L.A., so it's like...
I don't think that's it. I think it's the traffic. I think you can't get there at game time. Speaking of that little problem... When we moved the Coyotes to Glendale, that was always a concern we had. And some people, now that the Coyotes are going bankrupt, are throwing that out there that, well, it's so inconvenient to go out there. That's been part of the Coyotes' problem. And I will say I was part of that effort that moved them out there, so maybe you can take what I say with a grain of salt there. But I don't believe that's it. I think this valley supports winners. And if you win, they are there. And if you don't win... good luck. And maybe if you don't win, you can make it in basketball, maybe. If you don't win, maybe you can make it in football. You cannot make it in hockey, that I'll guarantee you. And they have been a disgraceful team out there. I mean, let's face it. And so, yeah, it's hard because, you know, their games during the week, it's a big hassle with the traffic and all that. But if they would have made the playoffs, that place would have been filled. It would have been the whiteout. It would have been great. But they suck. I mean, they really put a horrible product.
And the amount of money on that costs to go to a game is ridiculous.
Not cheap.
And you know what? If you look at Phoenix, obviously, you know, we don't. Obviously, there's a lot of people here, but we don't have a high income population.
Right. No.
We have a lot of service industry jobs, so people are going, okay, so I can.
You gotta
we can
choose.
Go out to eat, or we can go to a baseball game, but we got to get the $5 seats.
Right.
So we have four major sports.
Mm-hmm.
We have ASU. We have the FBR Open. We have PIR. We have.
Fiesta Bowl.
Not to yeah,
you got
not
everything
to mention,
you could ever want.
We've got Tiffany's. Nice weather and, you know, stuff to do outside.
Well, people do stuff outside.
It
that's right. It's not Green Bay where there's
only
Cleveland. Game in town.
I mean, in Cleveland, the Browns are the only, you know, real show in town for that season. We have other stuff to do. It is really hard to make it.
Yeah.
We're oversaturated.
And I like hockey. And when I started, I represented the Coyotes for quite a while there under their previous owner. Thank God he sold the team. Too bad for Moyes, you know. That was kind of a poignant line. I saw him on television, Moyes, saying, well, I loaned the previous owner $5 million, and now I'm out $300
million. Yeah, yeah, good deal.
That hurts.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
I do think they would have done better had the Los Arcos site been finished.
Yeah, they should have been there, but Scottsdale screwed it up.
Scottsdale screwed it up.
And the way that worked, I'll just tell you, it's very simple because I was totally involved in that. That's when I was hired.
Mm-hmm.
Scottsdale, it had been passed by the voters twice to put it at the old Los Arcos site. And I think that would have worked. And so they hired me to come in and the Coyotes organization. And let's get this deal made in Scottsdale. Because they're giving us nothing but grief. Come in. Let's get a good deal. If we can't get a good deal, let's get as good a deal as we can. I went in there. I had one meeting with the Scottsdale officials. I came back and I said, what's plan B? Because these people are anti-business. It can make it. If you took away all of his goals, compare. Now I'm going to slide through entertainment on the way to politics. On the show here, and I don't know if this is his show. I can't imagine it is. But Bob Dylan is touring this summer. Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, my man,
wow,
and John Mellencamp.
That's, oh, you got to go see it.
That's the three. Yeah, I said, oh, I got to go to that. Right, yeah. That's great. And is it coming to Phoenix? Yes. And he wants, Bob Dylan being Bob Dylan, he is, what could you say, eccentric? Slightly eccentric.
Yep.
Doesn't his mom live here, I think?
I don't know.
I think she does.
So he is for some time been enamored with the idea of playing minor league ballparks. That's what he likes. So they have booked Phoenix for Camelback Ranch, which I get, you know, spring training facility, right? Which is fine. That's great. That'd be fun. Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, August 17th at 5:30.
Have they been
insane?
Phoenix?
I know. I look at that. At 5:30. Not even like at 8. So is this true? On August 17th at 5:30, will that not be the hottest place in the world?
In the world. Actually, maybe at 4:30. 5:30, you might drop a degree.
Down to what, 117?
117.
And Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, and Mellencamp are going to get baby boomers plus.
Yeah.
Who's going to go to that? I would not go to that. And I like the heat, and I love these guys.
You know what day of the week it's on?
I don't know.
Because I was going to say, the Cardinals could also have a preseason game going on there. The stadium's, you know, just west where the football.
Why not just
build enclosed?
Why not just build a stadium for them on the surface of the sun?
I bet that thing gets canceled.
Well,
there is no way anyone would go
night.
There. It's a Monday. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Perfect.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Everyone wants to do that on Monday.
Everybody still have
fun.
Residual alcohol in their bloodstream from the weekend.
Oh, man, I couldn't believe that.
I'm not quite drunk enough to go to that.
To an outdoor concert. And speaking of outdoor concerts.
Tomorrow?
Carrie and I are going Thursday night to an outdoor concert.
We are. We're going to go see Jimmy Buffett.
Wow.
We're bringing our respective spouses, too, so let's not start that rumor.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, what happens at a Buffett concert
stays
at the
there.
That's true.
Yeah, I actually live by that rule.
You've been to I've been to a lot of Buffett concerts, but I don't think I've been in since the 90s.
I've been to it's somewhere in the mid-20s of them.
You went to see him in the mid-20s?
No, I think
I went
to
mid-90s.
Probably 25 of them.
Oh, my God.
No joke.
Really?
I went to one, and people told me I had a really good time. Back in my crazy days.
Did you see Jimmy Buffett's company, Sharkfin, just renamed the stadium in Miami?
Yep, where the Dolphin Stadium
It's Sharkfin Stadium now. Or Landshark. I just remember seeing the big Sharkfin.
That beer is not bad.
Guy's brilliant. That guy's the
most brilliant. It's not as good as Anheuser-Busch.
Of course not.
But for the second-rate beers.
Is the best.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you how smart Buffett. He's got better business sense than Warren Buffett.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, he does.
That guy's a genius.
Well,
it's all entertainment involved.
It's
all boomer.
And he's a marketer. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
He's got a good gig.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for a long time. It's going to be great. Now, the last time I saw him... Mm-hmm. And you have to have a few cocktails before you go see Jimmy Buffett.
It's a must.
Because honestly, if you don't, it's like not fun. It's like being at a party where everyone's drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and you're
fun.
Pregnant.
Yeah,
do
and you're like, going, this is funny.
Do people also smoke anything before they go to a Jimmy Buffett
concert?
No,
that's others. That's others, no.
No, I didn't say you, but I...
No, many other acts, that would be true, but not Buffett. No, that's a drinking crowd.
Oh, okay.
And so there was an intermission. I was actually AG at the time, and... big line at the urinal at Jimmy Buffett, you might imagine.
Shocking,
right?
You guys drinking beer and peeing at the
same
time.
Right,
in, out.
That is something I cannot do.
Cannot drink
no,
at the
drink
urinal.
And whiz at the same time. Just the image, it's like it's going right through.
You
don't buy beer, you just read it.
Time efficiency is what that is.
It is.
Foul.
No, the guy next to me looks over, he's drunk, and, you know, I'm trying to take a leak here, and he goes, "Hey, you're Grant Woods, aren't you?"
Right now.
Yeah, and he goes, "Hey," and so he finishes up, and, you know, he reaches in, I don't know what he had. He had something. He goes, "Can I have your autograph?" At the urinal. I go, "Hey, I don't have a free hand right now, buddy."
Wow.
And so he just stood there. Like, I'm going to take that out of his hand he just had on his... No.
Wow.
Well, you told me to go shake the hand of Doug Parker, the head of U.S. Airways or America West, whatever it was, at the time when we were at the Diamondbacks game in the men's room. Because you go, "Hey, isn't that Doug Parker? We just had him on a talk show." I go, "Yeah, that is." It's like, I'm not going to go up to him and say, "Hey, Doug, how you doing?"
Yeah, he's kind of... I don't want to shake anything, really.
No.
Yeah.
No Dwight Yoakam shaking.
No. Anyway, I told the guy I didn't do it because I said, yeah, you really don't want to. See, what are we going to do with that anyway?
Just tell people you got swine flu. I can't touch that. It's swine flu.
Speaking of that, did you see President Obama at the White House Correspondents' Center?
Yes.
Yeah. There's lines.
He's pretty good.
Reviews? I thought he was great.
I thought he was great, too.
Very funny line on Hillary.
Wait a minute. Let's get this on tape. You liked Obama?
No, I thought he was funny. I thought Bush
and the light rail?
I thought Bush did a good job at some of the...
No,
the,
Bush was terrible.
No, he had a couple.
You know who was great at it? Was Laura Bush. That was the best I ever saw her.
She did. She had
Remember
a great
Remember that bit she did on her on him?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see that?
Yeah.
Laura Bush stood up, and Bush did handle it well, George W. Bush. He stood up, and he says, I'm really glad to be here. And, you know, I just reminded of a story. It's a story of the old boy, you know. He's driving in Texas and down the dirt road, and he's lost, and he needs directions. And he sees a farmer there, a rancher, and he drives up to him and says, hey, man, can you give me some... And as he's saying that, Laura Bush stands up, pushes him aside, yep. And she goes, I cannot hear that old joke again. Sit down.
Stop.
That is the worst joke
That's
I've
great.
Ever heard.
Yeah, she was a star.
And then she
that.
Just
yeah.
absolutely slayed him.
Cheney. Was it Cheney the thing? A couple of he had some good lines one year when he was talking about Al Gore. And
he can't be funny.
No, he was. He was talking about Al Gore.
It's like
about
Hitler having a good night with right. stand-up. Come on.
Talking about the
funny,
Al Gore and the global warming. Mm. All right. Well, you know.
No, Obama gooned Cheney. He gooned everybody. It was
the
great.
The book he was writing. He's penning his memoirs. He couldn't be here tonight because he's writing his book, How to Shoot People. How to Shoot Friends and Interrogate People.
Yeah. Right, that's right, right. Right. I thought he was good on Rahm Emanuel. It's a happy Mother's yeah. Day. Because Rahm has a real problem with saying any word other than a certain word after the word
after
mother. Yeah. Hear yeah. the president say that was kind of odd. And but I he like was great. Now, what about Wanda yeah. Sykes?
I love
She's
Wanda.
Getting criticized for her Rush Limbaugh joke. Now, you're in the business. Do you think, can comedians, Mark, go too far here? And did she go too far?
I don't want her to apologize for that because I don't think she should have to. And I don't think Faraday should have to apologize for what he said about Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's just part and parcel of what, you know, you're right. in the public eye. You're
right.
This is the big time. If you can't handle it, get out.
Yeah, I didn't say anything wrong with
but,
her deal
you
at
know,
all.
My, the only thing is that I think the person that's going to get heat out of it is Obama in the background laughing. I personally didn't.
He had no choice. I mean, he's sitting there. I mean, that's a really awkward moment.
All he could do was what he did on the Bernie Mac thing, which, by the way, if Wanda Sykes really thought about it, she might be careful what she says in front of, you know, Bernie Mac told a joke, and 3 weeks later he was dead. So, Wanda,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not saying there's a way to
take
you out of that.
It was a previous administration.
Yeah. but remember what
anymore.
He did. Remember what he did when,
yeah.
when Bernie Mac did the thing. Then he kind of came out and said, "Hey, you know, that's come on now. We got you know, this is not the crowd for that." Or he
right.
kind of covered for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Rush Limbaugh's in a little different category though, because I mean, he's famous for you know. Wanda Sykes would be a feminazi to him. And, you know, he's famous for calling other people.
He's totally hateful. I think he's fair game. I really think you can say whatever you want about him.
But
may or may not be funny, but...
Right. That's what I say. I don't think she should, you know, I think it's one thing.
Did you think she was funny?
You know, I just saw that clip. Mm. I didn't see... I saw the clip about that. Yeah, I saw the clip about the... All the Limbaugh stuff.
With Michelle, she was funny with Michelle because she was like, she was complimenting her everything,
right.
and then she said, "Yeah, but you know, a couple things you did, I'm not so sure about." And they had the camera right on Michelle Obama. She said, you know, slapping the Queen in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be doing that. Is it? You were treating the Queen like she just slid home safely in a ball game or something. Like, way to go, Queen! You can't do that. And then she goes, "Whose idea was it?
The
to
iPod, yeah.
Whose idea was to give the Queen an iPod? That was the worst gift
ever. What
are you
going to give the Pope a Bluetooth?
Yeah,
yeah, that's funny.
And Michelle was pointing over at the President and everything. That was his great idea. So yeah, now she's all right.
Now what do you
she's
think
got great delivery of Wanda Sykes with
yeah.
that voice and
well,
her
it's
delivery.
Well, it's a lot of style there.
It's style, yeah, yeah.
What do you think about what Faraday said about Pelosi, and should he have to apologize for that?
I don't know. That was a little.
I didn't hear it. What was it?
Yeah, recap.
It's kind of a reworked joke. He said something about if you got on an elevator with Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and Osama bin Laden, and you had a gun with two bullets in it.
Oh.
You know, you'd end up shooting when the elevator doors opened. She'd have two. Bullets in her head, and those other two guys would have been strangled to death.
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
And see, I think that's funny. Because I'm coming at it from the other angle.
Right.
I think that's as funny as the Rush Limbaugh thing.
Yeah.
And I personally would not have told the Rush Limbaugh joke just because I don't go down that line.
I don't do that kind of stuff in that kind of a setting when you have the president behind
it. But that's the thing.
It's all time and place.
It puts the president in a difficult situation. Obviously, that was a little too much, you know.
And there were some people, some criticism of Obama for making a joke about the Sasha Malia not being there because they were grounded because they took Air Force One out for a joyride around New York City.
Oh, that's funny, though. That's funny. Those people are, they're idiots. I mean, that you can't, here's the thing. The line has to be way, way down the field for comedy. Mm-hmm. If you're doing comedy and you got to be worried about whether you're going to cross the line or not, that's totally unfair.
Right.
And it's got to be way, 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 just obviously over the line. And no, that was a funny.
People are hypersensitive. I did a joke.
They are, Jesus.
I have a joke in my act where I talk about golf. And they say you can learn a lot about a guy by watching him on the golf course. And I've learned a lot about myself. Evidently, I have a drinking problem at Tourette's. I had a lady come up to me once after the show, and she said, I thought you were very funny. I said, before I could say thanks, she said, but my grandson has Tourette's, and I don't think you should ever tell that joke again.
Oh, yeah, no, you know what? I disagree.
And I said, no,
my daughter had cerebral palsy, very severe. And those jokes, I mean, I actually laugh harder at those because I so get it.
Well, it's cathartic.
I mean, it is. And it's just, and people sometimes would say, well, I can't believe you laugh at that. I'm like, that's hilarious. I don't care who you are. That is very funny. And it's not, you know, it's not at anybody. It's just.
I said, I told this lady, were you offended when I did jokes about being overweight or being bald? And she goes, no, that was funny. And I go, yeah, but I'm overweight and bald. If I censor every joke that there's a butt to the joke, here's my act. You've been great.
Right.
Good night.
Do you remember I got a little editorial in the Chandler paper because I told a joke at a roast for W. Stephen Martin.
I like
it
already.
Chips one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
chips?
I'll tell it. And, you know, he's a motorcycle guy. Yeah, just jump in and tell the punchline. Oh, yeah, that was great. That was a good one. You know this W. Stephen Martin guy used to be a disc jockey that. So anyway, they were doing some roast for him, and he's like a big motorcycle guy. So I said, oh, well, you know, he actually, you know, the difference between, or why is riding a moped like dating a fat chick? And the answer is because they're both actually a hell of a lot of fun unless one of your buddies sees you doing it. And super fat woman,
of course,
was not happy.
Wow. Plus size woman.
They normally, they
and
normally
her husband
have
said
such
it
a good
ruined
sense
the
humor.
Night for.
It's the litmus test, by the way, for are you really fat?
Yeah,
were you offended?
By that.
That's right. I was thinking about the Mexican serving chips joke.
Oh no. Okay, that was okay. The McCain, he's the one who didn't.
Yeah. Well, remember
that was a McCain deal. Didn't like.
Yeah,
Obama got himself in trouble when he was on with Jay Leno. He did the Special Olympics jokes about bowling and you being very insensitive to Special Olympics. And you know he called to apologize before the show even aired. It's like,
well, I will say this: I think the president has to be a little more careful. He's not a comedian. Okay, and so the president, and not that he can't, I'm not saying he has to be humorless, but yeah, I would say, I'm going to say that was inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need the President of the United States making fun of people in the Special Olympics.
Especially,
there's enough of that kind of labeling and that sort of thing.
My take on the Wanda Sykes thing is, you can't put him in a position where he's in the background, he's caught on camera laughing at that joke.
And now they're mad at him.
Because he said, this is going to be a whole different, I'm going to rise above all the crap that we've had in the past.
Right.
And I'm going to, you know, this is going to be a transcendent new administration. And then when you see that, you go, okay, isn't that kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally, like I say, I don't think she should have to apologize. And I don't
Faraday
had to come out and do a written apology.
Yeah.
And he
his was a little tougher. I think that was further down the field toward the line there. But
I think if you asked the general public, they'd probably all vote that it was equally.
You know what I've found that's happening here is I'm seeing this over and over. This is among people who are not fans of the president. They will not, as a rule, criticize Obama. But they are heaping everything on Pelosi. It's all Pelosi. You know, Obama, I understand him and he seems okay, but that Pelosi is just, I mean, she is the worst. She's ruining this country, blah, blah, blah. Now, that's very interesting to me because that's not the case. She and Obama, I don't think, really disagree on that much. So.
Well, part of the problem with making fun of Barack Obama is he's not that much funny to make fun of. He's got Joe Biden, which all the comedians
that's
love.
That's funny.
But Obama is a likable guy, and I think a lot of people, be it comedians, be it some of the talk show people, whatever, are looking at the approval ratings, and nobody can dent them yet. Well, and it's like, if you go after him, it's like, people aren't laughing with you. You go after Joe Biden, it's like, okay, you know, stay off the trains and all
this
other stuff.
According to Janine Garofalo, if I make fun of Biden, if I make fun of Obama, I'm a racist.
Yeah, really.
Which is not the case.
No, that's such a cop-out.
Yeah.
When you paint that broad brush of, if you don't like Barack Obama, it's plain and simple, nothing but racism. What?
No.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
You can criticize Obama. And like I say, I take difference with him on a number of issues, believe it or not.
He's not liberal enough.
He doesn't like the
light rail. Yeah, he's not liberal enough.
Exactly. He doesn't watch The View.
He hates the light rail and doesn't watch The View.
What's been going on The View, by the way? Any highlights?
You know what? I haven't seen it in the last few days.
What?
Wow.
Oh, they're in trouble.
His TiVo's full.
No, I know the women were. I know the women. Each one was on Larry King Live for a day last week.
Oh, horrendous.
Larry knows where
the ratings. Not only is it Larry King.
By the way,
Larry needs to be canceled. CNN's ratings are in the toilet.
Hello,
they're now behind. Now they're behind MSNBC.
You did see The View was named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential.
I think you told us that about five times.
So I'm just telling you.
People. I wouldn't watch The View, literally. If right now, if you said, okay, here's the deal, $500, watch The View, watch five episodes of The View.
Okay, waterboarding or The View? I go, let me get my suit on.
That's tough, yeah.
Would you be actively gay for a year or watch The View?
You got to like the fight between Joy and Elizabeth. You have to love the fights between Joy and Elizabeth.
No, I don't. Horrible. I would rather watch that Joan Rivers versus the poker player woman, which is
Joan won last
bad
night.
Enough. I saw. Oh, I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I saw Trump fire the other one. Yeah.
You know what I was going to watch last night was the big HBO special on Alzheimer's. But I forgot to watch.
To watch.
Yes, but seriously. actually, I did forget to watch. Is that a sign?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't
those
know.
Those with Alzheimer's, Grant will apologize.
No, I forgot.
If you forget your where
maybe
your TV
tonight.
Is,
yeah.
That's
yeah, that's right. No, so yeah, Joan Rivers won that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, real quick.
3 hours, I'm sure that just moved along as fast as the Diamondback game.
I saw just at the end. I didn't know how they have done it because I never really watched
he
much
just
of the press. Yeah, he's talking to this woman and when things like this, and he goes finally, and you know what I'm about to say? Mm-hmm. You're fired, Joe, and you win. It's like boom.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. We're out of here. It's like
no, we're not. We're out of here. You tuned in and 2 hours and 58 minutes in. Yeah, 3 hours stretched out.
Boring.
Jesus.
I
by the way, you
stuff.
Mentioned Biden, and you're right. That is a wealth of communication.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
How about when the whole off the cuff when he said I would not. Allow my family to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Take the subway or get in any confined space. Then they call him on it. He goes, uh-huh. No. I was talking about traveling to Mexico. And I'm thinking, I can't remember. Which subway goes to Mexico?
F-Train.
They don't even have a subway sandwich shop in Mexico.
See, now, I thought that was one of Obama's better jokes when he promises in the next 100 days he'll go off teleprompter and he'll make sure Biden stays on
that
teleprompter.
That was funny.
Right.
No, his best line was that he was so good that his next 100 days he's going to complete 72 days.
And then rest
and
on
then
the 73rd.
He will rest.
Yeah. He did good.
No, he did. He was fine. He's got a good personality, and he's just a tough guy to go after right now. Nobody's found that chink in the armor to
they will.
To
don't
go.
Say
no,
chink.
They will.
Racist.
Yeah, you racist.
Sorry.
Can't
what's the line from
Seinfeld?
It's not racist if I like the race. Remember the line from Jerry Seinfeld when he was dating the Chinese woman? Donna Chang, I think it was.
Right.
Elaine, it's not racist if I like the race.
Now, Steve.
I saw a clip. I got to say one quick thing. Mm-hmm. I saw this clip of a Hispanic comic. It was on some TV show in Phoenix.
Not that. Not your hero, Mencia.
No, God, I hate that guy.
Isn't he horrible?
No, he's the worst.
Hasn't he steal jokes and stuff?
No, he's pathetic.
Mencia? Yeah.
Carlos Mencia.
The mind of Mencia.
Carlos Mencia, yeah. He's but this guy was on there and he said, you know, Obama, I think whenever Obama talks, they ought to have a duck stand up in the back and go, half black. Well, now, let me tell you, a Hispanic guy can tell that joke.
Right.
Yeah.
If a white guy came out and said that, it'd be, you know, shit the bed.
Wanda Sykes made that joke. Yeah. She said, everybody likes you now. He says, but once you screw up, who's that half white guy?
I didn't hear that. That's
who's
funny.
Who's that half white guy?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
He's not ours.
But if I said, you know, Obama talks and there's a duck that says half black.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's part of the deal, though. I mean, part of the deal is that's always been true in comedies. You can make fun of your own.
Right.
It's kind of like within the family, you know. I don't know if you've ever tried that, but a little tip to folks out there. if you're just marrying, you try this one out.
Romance tip.
Yeah, try this. Try this. You're sitting around with the family, you know, the in-laws and everybody, and, you know, maybe one of the brothers is left, you know. And so you hear the family members, oh, God, he's just out of control. That guy's gross. Oh, yeah, I can't stand that guy anymore. I don't know what's happened to him. You join in and say, oh, yeah, he's kind of an asshole.
Wow.
Silence.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? What did he say? Yeah, you got to. You can talk about your own, mm-hmm. but other people can't do it.
Well, like Bobby Slayton, who we talk about often mm-hmm. on the show, had a great line. He was talking about, that movie came out, White Men Can't Jump. Okay, yeah, you're right, we can't jump. But we can shut the fuck up in a movie theater.
Now, he's had people complain about that, going, that was racist.
No. Really?
Chris Rock says that. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Right?
I have to say, growing up in Mesa, I had not experienced that phenomenon. And then I saw Jurassic Park in Chicago.
Oh.
One of my kids one time. And the movie theater was mostly African-American. And there's a part where the lawyer, remember the kind of the jerk lawyer, goes into the latrine or something, and he ends up not coming out, you know. And as soon as he starts to go in there, some black woman goes, don't go in there! And another one goes, I don't go in there, oh my God! And they start screaming, don't go in there, and all this crap. And I'm like, what the hell? We didn't do this at the Mesa Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get that in Mesa too much.
No, we don't. Someone told me yesterday that the best sushi they'd ever... Now, this is someone who's traveled the world. Best sushi they'd ever eaten in the world, they said New York, Japan, anywhere, is it Power in Maine in Mesa. And I said, you have officially lost your mind.
Yes, that's right.
That is not possible.
That's like the best Mexican restaurant I was ever at. Buffalo. Yeah. Fantastic.
Mesa's got good vanilla ice cream. I know that.
No, Power in Maine. I
the weird thing is that's a bait sushi. Shop. It's not even. That's not even sushi.
Those are water dogs.
People on the way to Lake Pleasant.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay, Steve.
Yeah.
Before we go here, we need to discuss. Apparently, General Motors is on the verge of
teetering. Yeah.
Bankruptcy here. So, being our resident Michigander, what do you think about that?
Sorry to see. I mean, it's such a great company, or has been a great company, and such an integral part of this country for more than 100 years. I was sad to see the Pontiac line go by the wayside. I owned mm-hmm. like 3 Grand Dams in a row. No, you know, Pontiac...
It goes along with the view.
No, but, you know, Pontiac was...
You own 3 Grand Dams in a row?
In a row. I like the car. But
you kind of are a Grand Dam.
No, Grand Am.
Oh, Grand Am, sorry.
But, you know, Pontiac, it's got the GTO, the Beach Boys song, you know, Smokey and the Bandit, the
right.
Trans Am.
Oh,
you know,
it's been love part those of a, movies.
No, it's been part of American culture.
Smokey and the Bandit 3 was one of the greats.
Well, there was
without Burt Reynolds or Sally Field.
Two. You had to have 3.
But, you know,
just Jackie Gleason and Jerry Reed.
You know, it's just sad to see, you know, part of this company, all the guys that came together to form GM, like Louis Chevrolet and David Buick and so on. And, you know, this company that meant so much to Michigan, where I'm from, and meant so much to America and the world.
Right.
You know, what was the line back in the 1950s? Somebody said, if it's good for GM, it's good for the country.
Right.
That time. And those days are gone, and it's sad to see.
I was worried about it, and so I'm giving my truck to my son who's off to college next year, so I had to get a new car. So
you bought a good American-made?
Mercedes.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
But you're going to keep a lot of American servicemen in business.
I am. That's right. I'll make sure I go to only Americans. Those bills are steep.
Yeah, that you're going to get.
But I know so much about cars. See, they can't put one over on me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Guy says you need a new generator. I'm like,
okay, sure, fine.
It's not generating?
And we're going to have to fly a guy in.
He has some of the best car stories
I
ever.
Have no idea what's going on here. Yeah, but no, let me tell you how bad it is for me. This is no joke. It's a bad joke. I mean, you would think I could learn some of this stuff. But not only can I not, I've had this problem many times, can I not tell what's wrong with the car if it starts to break down on me, like I'm on the side of the road. I really have had many times problems getting the hood up. And so, like, the guy will come for AAA, and he's like, well, what's wrong? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, well, you didn't even look.
And dude, that's that. I didn't that know sets how. Off an alarm.
I know.
That sets right. off the
sucker.
My kid's going to private school.
No, Grant. Let me ask you something. On this, on Friday, for the first time in years, I got a flat tire when I was out driving around.
Oh yeah, that's going rough. A building. I hate that.
Come back 10 minutes later, the tire's flat. Yeah.
He AAA. Just abandons the car.
AAA.
I changed the tire myself.
You did?
Could you have done that?
Oh. Depends on the car, but I.
You know how he
generally
did it?
No. As a rule, no. I have done that. Hey, I have a friend, Chris Hamill, who's he's a guy, a great guy around town here. We went to, he picked me up when we went to college over at Occidental in Los Angeles. He had a flat, and he so he changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just as we were leaving, he changes it, and I helped, and I think I might have been in charge of the lug nuts. I'm not sure. Okay, tightened them up really good. So we drive 400 miles.
Oh God.
We are 1 mile from leaving the freeway in Los Angeles. The wheel came off. That lug nut had been turning just ever so slowly, and it couldn't last another
mile.
1 mile. And that's not good when that happens.
No, that doesn't
matter. Other cars are like, and there's sparks flying everywhere. And
four wheels.
So that wasn't good. But let me tell you, I had a flat on my truck,
uh-huh.
And that AAA guy came out, and I watched him. Oh, my God. That, for $1 million, I could not have changed that tire.
You're kidding.
Oh, it's up under the truck. You have to have this long, weird thing to get to this stuff. I don't even know what he was doing.
Do you even know where your jack is in your car?
The new car, I have no idea.
Yeah.
In my truck? No, I didn't even know what he was doing. Well, what the hell? Because he comes out, and I go, where's the tire? And now that I think about it, because it's not in the back. It's underneath the thing.
Yeah, that's a problem. That I
didn't even know where the tire was.
Yeah, the tire, I have a Ford Escape, and the tire is up underneath. So you actually have to get on the ground and undo this thing.
Did you actually?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, I'm not getting on the
You know
ground.
How Steve
that's
did
out.
It?
No.
You know how he did it?
How?
They ran a tutorial on that with Whoopi and Joy on The View the day
Absolutely.
before.
Absolutely.
Elizabeth called AAA. Whoopi got down
no,
on
I,
the
no,
car.
I got
you
know it done in like 20 minutes.
No, AAA, I think that is
I don't
the
have
big,
AAA.
You should get it. That's no the brainer. Biggest bargain
that's right.
in the world. They come out. No. They fix everything.
Batteries. Tires,
gun. Oh, your battery's all screwed up. It's fried. Okay.
I have
one right here.
One.
Put
oh.
one in. I don't
great.
Care.
But it'll wait, be $1,000.
Fantastic.
Fine,
it took me
$1,000. No.
It took me 20 minutes to get the tire changed. How long would I have had to wait for somebody to come out and change it?
Probably 20 minutes.
20 minutes. So I got it done in time. And
yes.
We'll do an on-air thank you to the good folks at Discount Tire. I took the tire there. They fixed it for free.
They
Put it back there and put my spare back up there.
Whenever I go there, I throw a tire through the window.
Yeah, like the old lady?
Just like.
When is that commercial from? Like 1972 or something?
Yeah, it is.
That's her original commercial.
It
my
is.
My friend.
I guess it worked.
It still works today, I guess.
My friend is that lady.
No, she's dead
really?
By now.
No, it's a guy dressed up.
That's a dude?
They do a cutaway.
Oh, we got to talk
to him. Johnny.
Oh, my God.
Is he still alive?
I saw him Saturday night. Johnny Dust, if you're listening.
Oh, we got to talk to him.
That would be great.
Yeah,
we've seen that a million times.
That's his first. He put on that. He donned the little Ruth Buzzy looking outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Threw the tire through the window. And that's
well, it's
right.
a very good ad, so I give him credit.
Yeah,
Discount Tire.
And it's a great company. It's a local company, privately owned and stuff like that.
By the way, here's a little shout out of Freebie. If you have the Costco car insurance,
yes,
you get that all those AAA benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Costco has their own version of that, and it's free. You don't
really?
Have to subscribe to AAA.
No kidding.
What does AAA cost? It's not very much.
$40.
Yeah, I know.
But then you got to have that AAA bumper sticker, which just means
no,
I'm
you don't. No, you don't. You just got to have a card.
I know.
They say
okay,
mine.
Can we do this
say
Woody here so we can be done?
Where is
here?
Woody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened to him? Oh, you.
Oh, hell.
Lost your Woody?
It is just not the same not if there? I can't hold it.
All right, well, old Steve's.
Close your eyes.
We ready here? Okay.
Yeah. No Woody.
Drum roll, please.
Mask up, bud.
Thank you. Oh, this is great.
High tech, baby.
Today's Woody goes to Congressman Jim Moran. Now, if you're a congressman and you want to get your name on a piece of legislation, God knows there's a million different crises out there that can merit your attention. Probably 50 or so related to the economy, another couple of dozen related to foreign policy. There's national security, health care, immigration, education. The list goes on and on. So what burning issue did Virginia's Jim Moran choose out of all these worthy pursuits? He introduced a bill in Congress this week to ban erectile dysfunction ads on television except after 10 p.m. and before 6 a.m. The Virginia Democrat thinks they corrupt family values, so he wants them out of here. Now, I don't always get these ads. They started out with a little bit of subtlety. Remember the guy throwing the football through the tire? Okay, I got that. That was good. But then it quickly moved to a hot middle-aged brunette a couple years ago talking about how she enjoyed the quality of her man's, well, you know, her man's thing. And
her man's hood.
Seeing her purr about how much she enjoyed the thing made the product unneeded, so they dumped her. Now we have a strange sight of naked couples in separate old-time bathtubs out in the middle of nowhere. No idea what that's all about. But wouldn't that water be extra cold out there? And that would probably challenge the product itself. Anyway, lots of people are uncomfortable with this kind of advertising. I understand that. Major League Baseball didn't renew a 5-year sponsorship with Viagra after the Diamondbacks complained it was making their players pop up. And with their owner being such a stiff, he didn't want the competition. Dear Congressman Moran, please get serious. We don't need you regulating the ads on television. I would rather see a couple of grandparents with a sly grin hustling up the stairs any day than Jeff Phillips begging drunks to come see him with little or no money down. At least Grandma knows she's getting screwed. And Virginia voters, if your desire to vote again for Congressman Jim Moran lasts longer than 4 hours, please go to the doctor and get your head examined. On his own, with no farm aid whatsoever, Congressman Jim Moran has got a Woody.
Woohoo! I like
hit it.
There we go.
What's the secret to
timing?
Timing. That's timing. It. Yes.
Yeah, there were two other quick doofus politician stories. I'll run real quickly.
Okay. Before we do that, a ancillary note to this.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at Cialis. This is not a joke.
No.
One of the side effects are temporary loss of hearing and blurred vision. And I'm thinking, those aren't side effects. Those are bonuses. If I can't see and hear my wife, who knows?
Or whoever you're with.
Yeah. The product doesn't have to work for it to be effective.
They do say that if all of a sudden you can't hear or can't see.
Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah.
Great.
What's wrong with that?
You know, ugly women scientists invented that drug. Go ahead.
Do you ever think about this? Now, this I'm sure happened. I'm positive of this, that you have, I mean, for forever, you've had these old couples out there. And if you've ever seen an old guy walking around naked, that's not a good sign.
Gravity is not a...
That's horrible, right? And so you have all these old women out there who are married to guys like this, and they haven't had to worry about the sex thing for a decade or so because, you know, he can't get it up anymore, so... Like, thank God, that's not even up for discussion anymore. And then all of a sudden they invent Viagra, yeah. And here comes, boing! Think of the nightmare. That had to happen in Sun City.
Well, call my wife.
I mean, honestly, can you...
Your buddy Bob Dole.
Don't you think that happened? I bet it happened right there. That's for sure. There's a good point.
I mean, with me, it's like 4 hours I got this, it's going to go to waste. It's like new deck chairs on the Titanic. Do we really...
That four-hour thing, that's got to be just salesmanship, don't you think?
I would hope so, but...
No, sorry. Oh, you're just guessing? That that's
no,
yeah,
no, no, it's accurate.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
Well, who needs that?
Well, exactly my point.
Oh,
come on,
God.
I got things to do. I got a flight to catch. Or to get through security.
Quickly mentioned two doofus politicians. First off, a state lawmaker up in Nevada got reprimanded by the security guard on the floor. The guy's walking around. The guy's got his laptop computer on. You know, you're doing checking bills and all that, right? The guy's watching porn on the floor of the Nevada Assembly.
Jesus,
there are people in the
wrong with
there's like a teenage kid behind him that could see it. And the security guard goes,
Page.
Excuse me, can you? He said, oh, I didn't realize people could see it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll send you the story.
Oh, my God.
And the other doofus one, this is a guy running for Congress, and he is qualified because he held his announcement that he's going to run for Congress next year in California in the wrong district. He holds his news conference not in his actual district.
Really?
It was like a couple of blocks away, but it's like,
still.
Well, this is a nice location. I'll just do it here. It's like, dude, it's not in your district.
That's, you know, I remember when I ran for AG in the general election, I was running against this woman named Georgia Staten.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that race.
Yeah, she's a real sweetheart. she was the Democrat nominee, and she held a press conference saying if she was Attorney General, she would prosecute Charlie Keating personally here as Arizona Attorney General over this whole Lincoln Savings thing. And first question from the audience. Now, back in that day, you know, in my days, they had a lot of investigative reporters. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Now they've kind of gone by the wayside for the most part. There's
they
a few.
They have three on your side.
Yeah. Come on now. But these guys knew their stuff, and the first guy raises hands and says, you know, there are no Lincoln Savings in Arizona. They're all in California. So what would be your jurisdiction? And she went, I don't think that's true. I think there are some in Arizona. He's from Arizona. He goes, well, yeah, he's from Arizona, but there are no Lincoln Savings in Arizona. Oh, we'll get back to you on that. So I knew nothing about this, and I get a call from the reporter and says, your opponent just announced that, she didn't know that she would have no jurisdiction. What's your reaction to that? I thought, oh, this is a good day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
This is a good one. Nice press conference.
Can you take a mulligan when you field a question like that?
That's a tough one.
What a moron.
Yeah, that wasn't good. You know,
good for you.
It was good. Well, I had my moments, too. You know, when I announced for Attorney General, I have, you know, I'm in civil rights, consumer protection, the death penalty, all these big issues. First question. Do you believe that you and Ms. Galan are currently violating Arizona's cohabitation statute?
Who's that, Flatten?
Someone. I said,
Someone.
Yeah, strike up the band.
Look over here.
Yeah, look over here. What's happening? Nice question.
My favorite press conference.
And we were,
so
of course I didn't say anything.
Did you audit him later?
No,
you were doing a news conference on elder abuse, very serious topic and stuff like that, and they had like 8 or 9 speakers lined up, and it was just, it was like you don't need that many.
Were you there as a reporter?
Yeah, I was there as a reporter. I was covering you. And the reason I remember this, and this is why I've always liked you, your honesty, there was like, you were the last person to speak. So there's like 7 or 8 people ahead of him, right, that are doing a serious topic and all this stuff.
I probably planned this.
No, I don't think you planned this one, Carrie. You would have done better, trust me.
Oh, thanks.
So Grant gets up there at the end and goes, well, all the speakers ahead of me have been so elegant, so I'm just going to stand up here and ramble for a few minutes. It's up to you guys in the media to figure out if I say anything important.
That's what you have to do. Yeah.
I still have that comment somewhere in my archives.
One little thing I'd like to throw in real quick. Mm-hmm. I was contacted to host for Obama coming for the ASU graduation.
Yes.
They're having a 4-hour, because they're telling everybody to get there 4 hours early.
Right. Yeah. Isn't
that
crazy?
Like the Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, kind of like the Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan thing.
And it's outdoors, right?
And it's outdoors, sure.
Oh, that's not going to be.
So they contacted me and said, would you be the MC? We're going to have a big talent show. We're going to have hip-hop bands. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. We've got about 10 different acts. Dash Cooper, Alice's son's band is going to play, and Alice is going to make
this trip.
Yeah. And Alice is going to make the surprise appearance and do a couple of songs. And you are the guy to come out and tell some jokes and MC this thing and keep it moving right along.
Is that true?
Yeah, true.
That's going to be fantastic.
But I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Because I asked him what the budget was.
Yeah.
Guess how much?
0.
Yeah.
Complimentary.
Yeah.
Just
for the president?
Yeah.
You won't do it for Arizona State and for the president?
They said, we can't promise this, but you may be able to meet him later.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I said, yeah, but you know what? And this is so the exposure from this. I said, yeah, I'm probably going to die from the exposure. It's going to be 105, wind chill 112.
Did they offer to buy at least a free bottle of water or something, you know?
And I just said, you know, my days of free gigs are, I mean, I hate to say
but
it.
Yeah, but the president.
I know, but.
I think you should do it.
Oh, well.
Too late?
I don't.
What's their number?
You don't?
I'll call them.
Yeah, let me call them.
Don't you
for
have
one
a
thing, I don't think I could clear the background check. They'd probably run on me to.
Do you realize that, you know, that about a quarter of the stuff I have to do or that I do as a lawyer is pro bono?
I know, but the other three quarters are the things
you
do. You make a shit pile of money. Mister, I just bought a Mercedes.
Used. It's used.
Yeah,
it's used.
So are most of the people you represent.
After I get done with them. So
yeah, but you know what?
You said no. That's surprising. I would have done
that. You just spent $500,000 flying a plane over Manhattan. Can't you kick a brother a grand? Since you're going to take it back on the next April 15th, you're going to take it back
so
anyway?
So who's going to do it now? Have you heard who replaced you?
No, it's kind of, at that point, he said you might meet the president, and then maybe this was disrespectful. And I said, Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care.
Really? You didn't want to meet him?
I didn't say. No, you know what?
Some people just are unfazed by meeting. Meeting these big shots like that. Yeah. My daughter, when she was a little girl, we met the vice president out at Sky Harbor, and the plane came in, and I remember, and she was very small, and right before the vice president was going to walk up, this really old guy, about 100 years old from the Republican Party, who is like an old hack from the party. Somehow he got invited. And he just walks up to me and says, hi. And I said, oh, yeah. And who's this? This is my daughter, Lauren. And she goes, oh, hello. And, you know, she's like 6. And then he walked off and she goes, Was that the vice president?
No, it wasn't. No.
Who was it, Quayle at the time? Or
yeah, really? Yeah. No, that wasn't Dan Quayle. No. That guy, this guy here is 100
really
years old.
Really old, yeah.
Yeah. She came home, her other civic blunder was she came home from school one day, like first grade or something, and she said, "Dad, who is this guy Richard Stans? I mean, who is he in history?" And I'm like, okay, let's see. I'm supposed to be Mr. Government and Mr. Poli-Sci and American History and all that. I'm going, Richard Stans, who is it? I said, what? And he goes, yeah, you know, it has to do with the United States and the country and all that.
Oh,
I'm like, so I'm like, well, where did you hear that? And she goes, well, it's in the pledge. And she goes, you know, I Richard pledge allegiance Stans. To the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for Richard Stans. Okay.
That's wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
most of my kids also thought LMNOP was one letter. So I don't know.
That will serve really them well one. Later during a DUI checkpoint.
That's right. All right. So are we? Is that our, is that
that's a show?
A show. I think
sure
that's
right
a show.
Is, yeah.
Okay, Mark.
Travel say.
Want to change your mind on that?
No.
Obama thing.
No, I'm done. I'm going to the Mile High City later on today.
Right on.
Oh, really?
Pacing.
All right.
Oh, on my way to Pine Top, baby.
Wow. All right. Okay, that's a show.
See ya.
I can't believe it.